From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Syria is the focus of a multinational effort in Vienna. International talks on Syria's future are set to begin Thursday in Vienna, with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry calling the summit the most promising opportunity in years to end the country's 4.5 years of nonstop horror.
Fighting in Syria among government supporters, moderate rebels, and Islamic State extremists has been 4.5 years of nonstop horror, Kerry told the endowment, adding that finding a solution won't be easy.
My friends, the challenge that we face in Syria today is nothing less than to chart a course out of hell.
An early end to the Syrian conflict that will unite the country and enable it to live in peace. With that stated goal, Kerry left for Vienna. Molly McKitterick, VOA News, Washington.
Kerry has arrived in Vienna as of this hour. Senior diplomats from the U.S., Russia, Saudi Arabia, and Turkey will participate in the second round of informal talks in Vienna Thursday. Friday, the summit will expand to include representatives from other nations, including Iran, one of Syria's top international bankers. Some U.S. lawmakers are questioning the prospects for progress in multinational talks, considering the gaps between the U.S. position and the views of Russia and Iran on President Bashar al-Assad. The six-week wave of violence continues in Israel. Authorities there say a Palestinian stabbed an Israeli soldier in the West Bank on Thursday and was shot dead by security forces. The 23-year-old Palestinian stabbed the soldier in the head, they said, wounding him lightly, and then attempted to stab another. This is VOA News. People in Tanzania may have to wait longer than expected for the outcome of the presidential and parliamentary elections following allegations of irregularities. The main opposition candidate, Edward Lowassa, has rejected the results of Tanzania's presidential election, citing alleged fraud. Lowassa said, "We want to announce to all Tanzanians and the international community that we will not recognize the results, and because of this huge error, we want the National Electoral Commission to immediately stop announcing the results and instead only release results where they are sure there were no rigging claims." What the Electoral Commission is doing here is the same thing that is happening in Zanzibar, where there is a huge effort to deny our candidate there an obvious win. The Zanzibar Election Commission chairman called for new elections because of gross violations in their voting process on Sunday, but the head of Tanzania's Electoral Commission says Zanzibar's nullification of the elections will not impact the legitimacy of the vote. So far, there has been comment from the government or the ruling CCM party on the election stalemate. There has been no comment on that. China's military will take all necessary measures in response to any future U.S. Navy incursions into what it considers its territorial waters around islands in the South China Sea. That statement by Colonel Yang Yuzhen followed the sailing of a U.S. guided missile destroyer within the 12 nautical mile territorial limit of one of the islands newly created by China in the strategically vital region. The U.S. refuses to recognize the man-made islets as deserving of sovereign territory status. The Chinese side took no forceful action during the USS Lassen sail-by on Tuesday, but strenuously protested the maneuver. China claims virtually the entire South China Sea and its islands, reefs, and atolls as its sovereign territory, an assertion challenged by 5 other regional governments. China's ruling Communist Party said on Thursday it will ease family planning restrictions to allow 2 children for all couples. The rules are a major liberalization of the country's family planning restrictions, which were eased in late 2013 when Beijing said it would allow millions of families to have 2 children after decades of the strict one-child policy. Botswana has granted asylum to a group of 10 Eritrean soccer players who sought refuge after playing at a World Cup qualifying match earlier this month, so says their lawyer. The Eritreans refused to board their plane home on October 13th after playing the match against Botswana. They then claimed asylum, becoming the latest in a series of defections by athletes from that country. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.